Chapter 7. How Target knows what you want before you do. When companies predict and manipulate habits. 1. Andrew Pohl had just started working as a data expert for Target when a few colleagues from the marketing department stopped by his desk one day and asked the kind of question Pohl had been born to answer. Can your computers figure out which customers are pregnant, even if they don't want us to know? Pohl was a statistician. His entire life revolved around using data to understand people. He had grown up in a small North Dakota town, and while his friends were attending 4-H or building model rockets, Pohl was playing with computers. After college, he got a graduate degree in statistics and then another in economics. And while most of his classmates in the econ program at the University of Missouri were headed to insurance companies or government bureaucracies, Pohl was on a different track. He'd become obsessed with the ways economists were using pattern analysis to explain human behavior. Pohl, in fact, had tried his hand at a few informal experiments himself. He once threw a party and polled everyone on their favorite jokes, and then attempted to create a mathematical model for the perfect one-liner. He has tried calculating the exact amount of beer he needed to drink in order to work up the confidence to talk to women at parties, but not so much that he would make a fool of himself. That particular study never seemed to come out right. But those experiments were child's play, he knew, to how corporate America was using data to scrutinize people's lives. Pohl wanted in. So when he graduated and heard that Hallmark, the greeting card company, was looking to hire statisticians in Kansas City, he submitted an application and was soon spending his days scouring sales data to determine if pictures of pandas or elephants sold more birthday cards, and if what happens at grandma's stays at grandma's is funnier in red or blue ink. It was heaven. 6 years later, in 2002, when Pohl learned that Target was looking for number crunchers, he made the jump. Target, he knew, was a whole other order of magnitude when it came to data collection. Every year, millions of shoppers walked into Target's 1,147 stores and handed over terabytes of information about themselves. Most had no idea they were doing it. They used their customer loyalty cards, redeemed coupons they had received in the mail, or used a credit card, unaware that Target could then link their purchases to an individualized demographic profile. To a statistician, this data was a magic window for peering into customers' preferences. Target sold everything from groceries to clothing, electronics, and lawn furniture. And by closely tracking people's buying habits, the company's analysts could predict what was occurring within their homes. Someone's buying new towels, sheets, silverware, pans, and frozen dinners? They probably just bought a new house, or are getting a divorce. A cart loaded up with bug spray, kids' underwear, a flashlight, lots of batteries, real simple, and a bottle of Chardonnay? Summer camp is around the corner, and mom can hardly wait. Working at Target offered Pohl a chance to study the most complicated of creatures, the American shopper, in its natural habitat. His job was to build mathematical models that could crawl through data and determine which households contained kids and which were dedicated bachelors, which shoppers loved the outdoors, and who was more interested in ice cream and romance novels. Pohl's mandate was to become a mathematical mind reader, deciphering shoppers' habits in order to convince them to spend more. Then, one afternoon, a few of Pohl's colleagues from the marketing department stopped by his desk. They were trying to figure out which of Target's customers were pregnant, based on their buying patterns, they said. Pregnant women and new parents, after all, are the holy grail of retail. There is almost no more profitable, product-hungry, price-insensitive group in existence. It's not just diapers and wipes. People with infants are so tired that they'll buy everything they need, juice and toilet paper, socks and magazines, wherever they purchase their bottles and formula. What's more, if a new parent starts shopping at Target, they'll keep coming back for years. Figuring out who is pregnant, in other words, could make Target millions of dollars. Paul was intrigued. What better challenge for a statistical fortune teller than not only getting inside shoppers' minds, but their bedrooms? By the time the project was done, Paul would learn some important lessons about the dangers of preying on people's most intimate habits. He would learn, for example, that hiding what you know is sometimes as important as knowing it, and that not all women are enthusiastic about a computer program scrutinizing their reproductive plans. Not everyone, it turns out, thinks mathematical mind reading is cool. I guess outsiders could say this is a little bit like Big Brother, Paul told me. That makes some people uncomfortable.